Coming into a meditation in a moment when the world around us is swirling with conversation, movement, in many places worry, concern, fear, in other places celebration, triumph. The world is big enough that you can always find beauty and you can always find horror. And the current technological moment is such that the full breadth of activity is available to us. We can witness, read about, see images of the beauty and horror everywhere in the world right now. So this can be overwhelming. The encouragement of meditation is to bring the body into stillness as a way to listen more deeply or to listen somewhat differently to the energies of this moment. So come to something like stillness. And it's likely that the energies of the drama swirling around your life are the first thing you feel when you come into stillness. And so we can bow to and acknowledge, be here for the energy itself. See if you can feel it in the body as vibration, as impulse, as heat or coolness, as activation in the musculature. If as soon as you get still, the stories that are surging through the mind, the stories of worry or analysis, or whatever your mind is doing, those stories become louder. Bring the story or listen to the story from the body, from the whole body, so that instead of just being words, you're with the body and its posture. So we arrive with the world as it is, being with the feelings that are here, the energy that's here. You might slow and deepen the breath if you want to help along the process of settling. So the meditation on equanimity is a meditation that begins with love, care for others. As the last of the Brahmavihara, it rides on the core feeling of loving kindness, impersonal, universal benevolence and love for beings. Equanimity is love with wisdom. Because as the loving heart opens to the world as it is, it naturally encounters both beauty and horror. It encounters beings manifesting kindness and generosity toward each other, and beings manifesting cruelty, stinginess, meanness. Loving kindness in this way is inherently moral. It manifests as compassion when it encounters suffering. And it manifests as joy when it encounters well-being. But because it has its gaze set on vastness, we meditate radiating a heart of love in each direction, above and below and all around. To all beings, regardless of their actions. This radical loving posture understands good and evil as actions that come out of the conditions that move us. Some of us have the conditions to feel safe and well enough in the world to do good easily, to care for each other. Some of us have the conditions in our lives that don't afford that sense of easy benevolence. And our nervous systems turn toward that constricted self-preservation that unfolds as harming others. The universal love of metta holds all of these kinds of people with the same benevolence, really. And equanimity is the wisdom gesture of that. So to find the feeling of equanimity, begin just by invoking, feeling toward that part of the heart that can love the whole world without exception, every last bug, every last bacteria, every last politician, every last person of any kind. Folks on my team, folks on the other teams, saints, criminals, ordinary folks of billions of different forms and energies, animals of all kinds, plants of all kinds, spirit beings who animate the plants and rivers and mountains and elements of the world. This kind of loving kindness isn't really directed toward anything as much as it is just a field of being that we rest in, shine forth. Sometimes it just feels like a softening through the whole body, mind, in relation to the world. Sometimes it feels like a brightening, a melting. Anything the mind has to say about it is off topic. The topic is love as an energy you can feel through your cells, breathe through the skin. And in whatever way you can touch this undirected, unboundaried, gentle kindness. See if you can also feel how, because it can hold the beautiful and the terrible at the same time, it has a quality of equanimity, of not being itself troubled by the troubles of the world, not itself deluded by the beauties of the world. Equanimity can feel like stillness. It can feel like flexibility or fluidity. Wherever the attention goes, you're okay with what you see there. Which doesn't mean you don't want to fix what's broken, heal what's hurt, save what can be saved. That's the compassion part. Equanimity is the willingness to be with it as it is, without yourself breaking. We'll see where all of this lands, moves in you as a meditation. beginning with love, really beginning with stillness and breath, deep listening, and then adding in the love, or turning toward love, and then on that love, you can on purpose feel for the vast quality, the universal quality. Don't get lost in who you're loving and why, or who it's hard to love and why. It's more like a feeling that fills the whole being, shines out in all directions. And the equanimity is the stillness in the body. Sit in silence with this practice. If it gets too abstract or cognitive, just come back to the body and breath. And keep the sense of kindness or benevolence if you can. And feel for that strange peace that is the equanimous heart. The world is just the way it is. And you can care very deeply without giving up your own peace. Without giving up your own inner stillness. Finish the meditation. With a mantra that invokes the heart of the lotus as a gem or a jewel, pointing to the infinite nature of the heart-mind, the infinite nature of wisdom, the connection to truth. Let's chant Om Mani Padme Hum 3 times to close the meditation. Om Mani